Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
But right soon thereafter,
healthy without the mind, it's going to be a terrible thing to waste. Without the mind, it would be a terrible waste. So we want to make sure our emotions, our mental state is also lined up so that we can move forward and move forward. And so we know there are events that are happening around the city, around the town. This is May. This is May. Believe it or not, people are still having mother and daughter type events. One such event will happen this Friday at 7 p.m. in Maplewood, New Jersey. So if you're in the New Jersey area and you would like to come out and network and partner and collaborate with other like-minded women, they will be meeting at 1877 South Orange, Springfield Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. That's 1877 Springfield Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. And we have the CEO of that organization was a guest on the show, about a couple of months back, if you remember, Miss Angela Vett Williams. So Miss Williams is having her monthly Sister to Sisters Divine Connections. That meeting will take place, and she's featuring mother and daughter relationships. You know, mother and daughter, out of all the relationships that can be so devastating sometimes, can really just rip through a family, through a community, are those relationships between mother and daughter. So she will be there, and you can attend that. That's this Friday at 7 p.m. Now I'm going to welcome to the show Mr. Versi Walker. Good morning, Mr. Walker. Also good morning to our awesome guest there in the chat room, and those of you, Mr. Paul Curiozzi, and other guests, those on the switchboard. Good morning, Ms. Anjanette. Good morning. Mr. Walker, how are you doing today?
You know what? Doing fantastically well, and listening to you, and you're right, it's a wet, soggy week here on the East Coast, but we're having a good time.
Awesome. Awesome. It's a great day. If you can, stay in. Do some internet-type activities. It's a great day for that, if you're able to. No need to go out there and all of that. If you don't have to, stay off the roads. Let those of us who have to go out there, we're able to drive, with less stress, I should say. So, Mr. Walker, I know you had an awesome topic for us today, so I'm going to turn it over to you and let you take it away.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Once again, as usual, as always, I hope that you all have had a wonderful week that came off a wonderful weekend. I know some of you, depending on if you're in school or what position you hold, you may have had Monday off. I know we did. In our community, they had, I believe, what they call Superintendent's Day. That's where, I guess, the superintendent of school gets together with all the teachers and let them know what's coming down the pipe from Albany and what they need to do to finish out the year. So it was a three-day weekend for my kids, at least, and they had a good time. It was a good time. The weather was nice. It was nice, but everybody was in good spirits. And just listening to you this morning, Coach, talking about, taking control and considering your health and also your spirit. So you do want to nurture and feed the mind, body, and soul. Without one, you won't have the other, or you won't have equilibrium in your life. You won't have that balance that you're looking for. For someone such as myself who suffered years and years with ear infections, and you don't realize, and that's the first thing that they check oftentimes when you go to the doctor and you said, oh, I had a car accident, or I've been dropping things or bumping into walls. They check your hearing, because if your hearing is not, if the passages are not clear, or there's blockage or there's infection, you will tend to be off kilter and you will lean or you'll bump or you'll be fumbling more so than ever before. So that's the first thing they check. And so that that balance that we need in the universe and within our, you know, own body and spirit says a lot. And that's why so many people, Coach, do take nice, elaborate vacations. And they may grind or work like a dog all year long, but when they get that 2 weeks or 3 weeks vacation, they take it and they lose their mind, because we need to decompress. We need to take care and become, again, one with the universe. So I love the topic when you talk about taking care of your health, taking care of yourself and your mind and your body and your spirit. We're living longer, people, and with all the additives and the preservatives and the stuff that they put into our foods and what we do with it, we're not necessarily living better. You always want a quality of life. And you know what? It starts with the spirit, as Coach says, and definitely getting your mind right and taking care of your health will make all the difference in the world. Coach, I want to say thank you to you as well for once again having me on the show and being able to share information like that with our listeners, and also to be able to connect. It's that connectivity. I had some time this weekend to spend with a neighbor, and then following on Monday, we spent some time together again. Wasn't much said, not a lot of activity, but that connectivity, what it just did for my spirit throughout this week, it was like, oh, a breath of fresh air, because just what you said, stay home and do some things on the Internet. Well, when you're self-employed, you're probably at home a lot more than you would like to, and you're on the Internet a lot more than you want to. And so that connectivity with another human being, another individual who may or may not have like circumstances, but again, just to be able to convey and to talk and let them know or hear what their opinions are as it relates to something is a wonderful thing. Also, Coach, I want to just maybe touch on one thing as far as an update or report with me. I'm still on for May 26th for those who are going to be at LaGuardia and JFK airports for my book signing there. And I'm finishing up with the finishing touches on this edit with my current book and doing the revision. And every time you think you're done, another great idea comes about, and I want to make sure I incorporate that with inside the book. This book this time will be a hardcover, as well as I'll have a e-books so that people can download it with the Nooks and their other PDA devices. That is the way of the future, people. You know, the bookshelves are diminishing as it relates to books, and then they're looking for ways of promoting and selling these e-book products, because that's what people are doing now. I, for one, still enjoy to have a book in my hand to dovetail, to highlight, to go back and read again. But again, it's the wave of the future, so I want to make sure that as a businessman, I'm part of that wave. So if I can be ahead of the curve or with the curve, I'm happy. I'm excited. Also, for those who are listening, anyone looking to learn more about me and also to secure a copy, an autographed copy of my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, please visit my website at www.versiewalker.com. That's spelled V as in victory, ERSIEWALKER.com. I was actually last night at the voting for the budget last night for our school district, as well as the voting for the new board members. So we have three new board members elected last evening. And the union president for the teachers, oh, Versi, I went to your website yesterday. And I'm like, well, what made you go to my website? I had your card right there, and I got mad at myself because I couldn't remember if I had visited your website or not. So I just took the time to go. He said, it's awesome. As soon as you open it up, you're talking to the individual and all the information and, you know, the pictures and everything is really, really nice. And I told him, thank you. And see, people oftentimes don't take the time, especially to say something kind. And I really appreciated that he did so last night, just letting me know that what I have out there is still relevant and is still needed, and that it was done of a high-quality nature. So I thank him, and I thank any of you who do the same. Now, before I get started, I want to first apologize to Minister Pat, because on this weekend I had committed to visiting her there in New Jersey for her 100 women and 100 men in white, and was not able to make it, so I have not spoken with her. since the event. I'm sure it all went well, but I want to make sure I did acknowledge her and say, you know, I'm sorry, and say sorry for not being able to be there with her and her associates. So I hope everything went well. I don't know, were you able to make it, Coach? Maybe she's not there, don't worry. No problem. Well, this week what I want to do, just moving on, no further ado, I want to actually talk about or further expand on our talk from 2 weeks ago when I discussed the importance or the aspect of marketing your business or promoting your services. But what I want to do is actually place more focus and more emphasis on the systemization of those processes. As you may recall, for those who looked at or listened to the show, I stated that there is a better way to skin a cat, and I felt that salespeople weren't utilizing the right tools to get to those individuals they were looking for, but also, more importantly, to meet their goals and their objectives, which is usually to get new clients or secure more customers, thereby hopefully generating additional revenue. So the reason I said I felt there was a better way to skin a cat was that very reason, and that the process I felt was that better way was actually marketing. As I stated on that show, marketing actually drives the traffic to you. That's what the marketing efforts, if done right, are supposed to do. That's what Sears does. That's what Meineke does. That's what De Beers Diamonds, when they talk about, you know what, it's Valentine's Day. They're marketing to a certain group of people and hoping to get those people in to purchase their products. And so the marketing is to drive the traffic, drive the awareness to you, your business, and your services. And the actual salesperson should seal the deal. Now, when I mentioned that, I also felt that that information should have actually been a no-brainer. I stated that, you know, this should go without saying. But for some reason, there were so many people and so many individuals that I noticed in my daily activities, from Facebook to the internet marketing to the telephone solicitation, that were just not getting the message. They had not understood the process and had been seeming to miss the mark totally. Now, a good friend of mine told me, and he says this all the time, he says the problem today when it comes down to marketing and your businesses is sales. He said there's three problems with every business, and he says it's sales, sales, and sales. And I found that to be ironic, that he would categorize it like that, he would look at it like that, because it is a huge problem in most organizations and most individuals stepping out from their 9-to-5 job, whatever it be, to becoming self-employed individuals or entrepreneurs, and they sometimes don't understand the aspect of sales as well as marketing. They may have done whatever they did well. They may have been a great salesperson for a huge organization, but that organization had systemization, had processes in place that made it run seamlessly, and they may have been the top salesperson. And when you're the top salesperson bringing in the top dollar, sometimes the ego gets in the way. Sometimes arrogance comes about. And you may be very good at doing the sales, but maybe horrible at the paperwork, maybe horrible at marketing, or even follow-up, because at your other organization, they paid a lot of money to systemize the process. Now, with my friend who talked about there's three problems with each corporation, each business, is sales, sales, sales. Although I do agree with this notion somewhat, I find that there is a greater issue that companies and business owners should be concerned with. And let's say that you have all the marketing aspects in place. Your entire marketing plan is to the T. And let's say that you have the top sales team that money can buy. So you have all these things in place. Now what? Are you really prepared for all the opportunity that may come your way? For most, they are not. It's kind of like the Oprah theory or the Oprah phenomenon. Oprah tells people when she's going to market their products on her show, she asks them over and over again, her producers ask them over and over again, are you prepared for the volume of people who will then come your way? And everyone says yes. And everyone who goes through that experience, however wonderful it may be, they are taxed. Their internet goes down. Their phone lines are jammed. They don't have enough paper, enough receipts, enough product to take care of the influx within the first 48 hours of being premiered on her show. They're not prepared. No one really prepares them for that. It's like, you know, someone says a storm is coming. Are you prepared? Well, yeah. You know, all the time you live, you know, you made it through the storm. You weathered the storm. But you weren't prepared for a tsunami. And no one told you there was one that was coming. So it's to that degree, and that's the question you need to ask yourself. Am I really prepared for my marketing? Are my sales team really ready for the volume or the opportunity that may be coming our way? So when it comes to systemization, meaning having all systems in place to ensure that all of your marketing and sales efforts bring about the desired results, it doesn't make sense to market to a group or to a certain individual, and then you have to, oh, well, let me run back and get that paper, or let me run back to my office and get this. Oh, you know what, I have to email that to you. You weren't prepared. And you want to be prepared, and you want to have a system in place that will allow you to do that seamlessly. See, often individuals spend countless hours on marketing, and they spend tons of money training and motivating themselves and their sales force. No real systems are in place to track and quantify those marketing efforts. I used to wonder why when you got an advertisement, let's say a postcard for the local dry cleaners, in the bottom right corner on the back or the front, they would have a series of numbers. I didn't understand why. But then now being in marketing and marketing my products and services, they wanted to track the results of that particular flyer. And when they had a radio advertisement for whatever product or service is out there, when you called into their 800 number, they would ask you, how did you hear about us? What radio station was that? They wanted to find out what demographic, what geographic they had received that information, and maybe that's the area that they should focus or concentrate more of their efforts in. But they wanted to quantify and track those results to see were they fruitful. And that would only make sense. We can't keep sending out SOSs and Maydays after the fact. We can't keep hoping that someone flies over and finds us. We have to, you know what, put a big sign up. We have to announce it. We have to make sure that everyone, again, knows all that we do and all that we offer and keep your product and your service top of mind, people. It is crucial, you know, today. And you know what, long before this, and that's why so many companies and businesses that didn't invest in their marketing, didn't invest in systemization, and their sales team have gone by the wayside. And I don't want that to happen to you. Now, think of this. Every marketing campaign, for every ad that you place, for every flyer you have marketing your products, business, or discounts that you offer, you must have a system in place to track those results. What it does for you, it says, you know what, do I spend $5,000 each month on commercials, or I spend $2,000 on print ads, or $1,000 on flyers? Wow, you know what, I'm getting more call back on the flyer that we just stuck in the doors and the mailboxes than we are on the $5,000 commercials. You know what, let's eliminate the commercials and put the effort where we're getting the most bang for our buck or the greatest results. Consider how much a disaster it would be if the producers of those wonderful 2 o'clock in the morning infomercial programs promise you everything under the sun would wait if they would wait people until after they aired or after they ran their commercials to decide to create a sales script. Now, imagine if they would just wait until after they run the commercial to decide and come up with the right number of staff members to man the phone calls for those 800 numbers. So they'll wait for the flood of potential calls. Oh, you know what? We won't have anybody here. We'll just wait to see how many calls come in. No, that would be insane. It would be counterproductive to the growth of the business and to their marketing efforts. But this happens more often than not. By doing this, leads become stale. Management becomes frustrated, and dollars that are spent can you no longer have the ability to recoup what was lost. We keep saying this, that you have to hit the iron while the fire is hot. Today, people, I mean, 10 years ago, 20 years ago when I first got into sales, you could have a person call into a number or call up, you know, following a marketing campaign, and you can get back with them maybe 3 days or a week later, and they would even apologize to you. Oh, no problem. I'm sorry. You know, I knew you were busy, and I just wanted to find out, you know, when can you come by and clean our carpet? Oh, 3 weeks from now? Great. Today, people, in today's society, this microwave conscious world, the I have to have it now and immediately, they will call you. And if you don't respond to them sometime within the hour, they're on to the next one and on to the next one. They're making calls to find someone who could immediately satisfy their need, whatever it is. You cannot afford to have your advertisements working counterproductively. You have to make sure that you're ready, that you're prepared, and you have a system in place for that onslaught, for that competitive edge. We just can't do it anymore. People are just not. You know what, Coach? I found out that there are people now who hire other individuals to come and sit in their house to wait for the carpet cleaner, to wait for the wash and dry maintenance man, or to wait for the heating service. Anything that takes a 3 to 5 hour window, they now pay. There's a group of people that you can pay that will come and sit in your house. Pay them a little more, and they will clean up. Pay them even more, and they will clean up, mop and sweep, and then they will also cook dinner for the family when you come home. This is where we're at, people. So you cannot allow your marketing efforts to go by the wayside because you lack systemization. Lack of systemization today could be the leading cause of failure for most businesses. You must systemize the process long before the first piece of marketing ever goes out, long before you assemble this dream team of top salesmen and salespeople. You must have that. Even before I did my book and throughout the process of doing my first book, I'm writing my phone script so when people will call in to order my products, I'm writing my phone script. I'm considering my marketing efforts. I'm writing out my thank you letters from the desk of Mr. Walker. I'm writing out, the books will be here in a week. Hey, you know, all these different campaigns. I'm laying these out before the product ever comes about. If you do anything other than that, it is counterproductive to your efforts. And I think that's, you know, one of the things when you're talking about entrepreneurship, when you're talking about being self-employed, even with multi-level marketing, you know, they want you to have these systems in place, contact these people, do this on a systematic format because, you know, they're looking for success. But we don't continuously do what we know works, and sometimes what we think works, we put too much effort in the wrong vein, and we wind up being frustrated. We wind up frustrating our clients. You know, we had an appointment Tuesday of last week. But because you didn't have the right system in place to track and to communicate that information back to you, you lost out on a potential sale. It is so bad with corporations, Fortune 500, 100, and Fortune 50 companies. I mean, these are the top of the top. These guys will set an appointment 2, 3, 4 months in advance. And it is so competitive out there. People really gauge who you are by your punctuality. There have been many people, and Chris Gardner, the author of Pursuit of Happiness, really stresses this. This is one of the reasons why he now wears two watches, because he's a respecter of time. When he was an investment banker, he had a hot client on the line. Very strong prospect, very strong possibility that he would get that sale. He shows up, I think, 15 minutes late. The guy waited. Told him, nice to see you. Glad you came. Now you can leave. I won't do business with you. Why not? What do you mean? I don't respect anyone who doesn't respect my time. And if you're not respecting my time, if you won't put the effort and energy to get here early enough to get my business, I know you won't put that same effort in to keep my business. It is crucial, people. Having the right systems can alleviate many headaches. Now, understand, or maybe my question should be, think about, without a system, how can you track the number of responses that you have received from a certain ad? Now, during, you got to think about, if you can't track, you know, the number of responses from a particular ad, do you even know when that ad ran? Do you have a system that says, you know what, that was the June ad, we're no longer doing that ad, or that ad shouldn't have went out? I mean, if you don't have a system to track when a certain ad or results from that ad, how can you then track the period in which that ad ran for? Or better yet, how can you identify where the leads came from or which leads came from which marketing efforts? More importantly, which ones are working and which ones you should be discontinuing? That tracking, that identifying, that knowing to the nth degree. Your guy, Magic Johnson, says in his businesses with Sony and his Magic Theaters, he say he knows per day, the ounces of soda that were sold, how many hot dogs were sold. He has it down to that micro detail. He wants to know. Not everybody wants to know that, but he is a stickler for systemization and for inventory and knowing where each dollar and where each aspect of his business is going. So why would he wait till the end of the month? And then they say, you know what, we don't have any money in the bank. He could have known that 2 weeks in advance, and he could have changed things. But his systemization that's in place allows him to be on top of his game, allows him to be informed before sometimes his CFO. That's powerful, people. That's powerful. So knowing that, knowing in advance, knowing where these leads coming from, knowing what area that is, it just helps. It just really increases your awareness for what you're doing. It says a lot about who you are at the end of the day. Excuse me. Now, having an adequate system in place means you can do proper follow-ups. Ask yourself, what systems are you using to respond to call-ins or leads? Do you have a constant contact system that keeps you in touch with your customers or prospects on a regular basis? Also, when leads are generated, however they're generated, do you have a string of pre-scheduled, preset letters to go out automatically? That's the wonderful thing about the Internet. You can have that process. You can have that process set in place, and if you're doing e-commerce, somebody buys your product, they then immediately get a thank you letter and a shipment notification and a process notification, and you know what, your product is coming out. Then they'll follow up a week or so later saying, thank you, hope that you received your information. In fact, we're going to have one of our associates call you to confirm your satisfaction. These processes are in place automatically. There's not some one person typing in those 100 responses. They type it in once, and the automation, the systemization, takes it from there. Takes it from there. How much time has been saved? Even if you had to pay a data processing clerk to do the initial templates, if you had to pay him or her for a week's worth of inputting, now it's just an automatic go. That's one resource that you don't have to maintain, because long gone, years past, you did. You had to pay a data entry clerk, you had to pay a secretary or a receptionist, somebody to input this information. Now you can do it from your yacht in the West Keys, altering, creating, uploading. It is easy. It's made simple. That's one of the reasons why people now, you know, as entrepreneurs and self-employed individuals, can afford to leave their job and start their business because of the automation. Even if you had to pay for that process, if you had to pay for that system, it is far less than having to pay the rent, the overhead, the insurances, the manpower, the resources, and everything else to run a corporation. It makes sense, people, why we're, again, going uphill or walking around with blinders when the processes and services are available to you. Now, you need to also understand, is there a tickler system? That's what we called it when I did sales early on, and when I worked with Prudential, when I did Debt Collector, there was a tickler file. It was a system that was set up that automatically made you contact the person for whatever reason. This system could be set up to alert you, to remind you when to contact that specific lead for a birthday, or to remind them of a maintenance schedule, or just to simply, you know, call your loved one for an anniversary. It was a specific particular file. They've come away from the paper base and the Rolodex to now the computer base, where it's automated. So automatically when you turn on your computer for that day, it says, Jane, Sheila, Mike, call them at their birthday. Client number 5 needs your attention. Client number 7 hasn't contacted you back yet. It's automatic. But, again, you have to put those processes in place. But it's the systemization that allows your marketing efforts and your sales efforts to keep you in the forefront of your customer's mind. It's automatic, people, and I think we're missing the ball. We're missing the mark when it comes to that. A proper contact management system in place can cut your time and frustration. It can cut your time and frustration in half. It will give even a ma and pa operation the appearance of a large corporation. Email blasts will go out. Follow-ups will, you know, be easier. Immediately, it would help you to return calls. Thank you cards and letters will be sent out instantaneously. That will do more for your business than 100 people singing your praises. That systemization will set you apart. It will make you look like an elitist. It will make you so efficient. There are guys that go to multi-level marketing network parties, grab up a bunch of business cards and flyers from those who attend, go to the hotel lobby and fax that information to their receptionist or to their assistant, and between the time that guy gets into his car and heads to the airport and gets on his plane, almost every one of those individuals he spent time with was contacted. He may have even doodled a little note on the back of the business card, Greg loves roses, Sheila's wedding anniversary is coming up, send Mike a set of golf clubs, whatever it is. That then gets uploaded by his data processing, his receptionist, his assistant, into the computer and automatically generates a letter. And that little note, that little P.S., at the end, by the way, it was nice talking with you and hope you enjoy yourself while you're there at Cape Cod. That sets him apart from anybody else on the playing field. It's just an extra personal touch that says, wow, they remember, they thought of me. So then he or she is now top of mind with that individual. With that individual. My mother used a gentleman, I mentioned this months ago, an attorney there in Chicago when I was like 8 years old. That relationship began during the accident that we were in, and it continued all the way through my adult life. The reason being because every year on my birthday, his office sent me a birthday card. Now, I wasn't the primary client. I was a passenger in my mother's car that had gotten hit. But I was a future prospect that they believed spending at that time maybe 5 or 15 cents on a postage stamp would return greater benefits than the cost throughout the years. So the cost throughout the years for the whole process may have cost them $20. But when I was in a major accident, who did I call on? I called in that law firm. And in fact, Coach, it was so long before the time I needed their services, the gentleman was actually transitioning. He was passing the business on to his son. So he was retiring and going into a consultant mode, and his son actually handled my business. But these are seeds that he planted through a systemization, through a process that he developed and that he felt strongly about, because it never wavered. Each year, I got that birthday card, and that made me feel special. But he stayed top of mind. And again, when I was in dire need, or it was a time for me to utilize his services for his company, he was top of mind. He was top of mind. So, you know, by having the proper contact system in place, continuously working it, doing the email blast now, follow-ups, you know, immediately returning calls, thank you cards, all of that, you know, does so much more for your business, and it allows you to prospect less, to now to delegate, and to now really decide what group of people you want to personally work with. It puts you, again, in a leader status. It allows now you to draw that body that you want to you. It's hard out here, people. It's hard walking, running, door-to-door, contacting people who are blowing you off, not answering your phone, talking to family members, friends, and neighbors who can't. They can benefit from your product or service, but maybe they cannot afford to or care not to at this time. It is hard. So you need to think of every way to get yourself out there, so those days in which you dreamed about when you decide to step out on faith and do this thing that you're calling entrepreneurship, don't work so much in your business while you're working on your business. Work on your business, and then it can free you. It can now put those people and those things in place to make sure that you do have that freedom, that relaxation, that peace of mind. You know, don't take for granted that this isn't important. I wouldn't be talking to you about it if it wasn't. By not implementing a system, regardless of the business you're in, will cost you dearly. I can only imagine the housewife who doesn't have a system on how she's going to run her day. She's going up north to pick up one child while going down south to drop off dry cleaner, going back over east. She's running around like a cat chasing its tail. But the smart and the wise individual says, you know what, on my way to the gym, I'll stop off at the clinic that's in the same mall. I'll then swing by on the south end because that's the furthest end and pick up so-and-so maybe earlier, stop off and do X, Y, and Z, and then pick up the north and come back home, and we'll let everything else rest. But if you don't have a system, a tickler file, a constant contact, a way to do things on a regular basis, especially if you're doing things on a regular basis. There's no more companies that do everything haphazardly. Today they're doing this, tomorrow they're doing that. If you're a plumber, each day you're cleaning drains or you're installing pipe. But not to have a system in place to know where each of your fittings are is insane. It is ridiculous not to know what your best customer was, or when the last time you serviced them. Because if you don't know, as I told you, the consumers are fickle. They only remember what they just saw 30 minutes ago. If you're Meineke and you have a loyal customer who comes every 3 months to get their oil changed, if you're not putting Meineke's name in front of their customer on a regular basis, You're no different than Valvoline. And if Valvoline gives them a coupon on the day they need to get their car serviced, they're at Valvoline right across the street from you. Meaning no disrespect to you. One, Valvoline, you know, reached out and contacted me, had my name right on the advertisement, and they gave me 5% off. It's those little things that can make the difference in your day, in the progression of your organization, in the bottom line. Is your revenue. You're not doing this for fun. You're not doing this just, you know, to say, hey, you know, I'm the CEO of my company. You doing this for relationships, for financial freedom? At least I hope you are. And to leave a legacy for your family and friends. It is crucial. It is important. If you don't have a constant contact system in place, I advise you today when you get off of this call to immediately implement it. Start somewhere. Grab those business cards. You have on your Outlook and your Yahoo mail, you have calendars right there that you can set up. Facebook does it for you really grand when it comes down to birthdays. It pops up, so there's no need to get someone's birthday if they're part of your contact. But what about the other thing? What about the essentials? What about things that you are really striving for? And you should not have anyone in your constant contact or your tickler file just to say hi. There's a method to this madness, people. Each time you contact a prospect or a customer, it is for an upsell opportunity. It is for a referral. It is for the depth of relationship and the breadth of relationship. You need to be expansive. You need to let them know, hey, Greg, remember, I'm out here, you know, working hard for you, and I know there's others who probably you know could appreciate what we have to offer. You have a few names for me? Matter of fact, I'll have my secretary call you back later, and, you know, she'll take those names down, and I'll even let them know that you call me. It's that systemization that allows you to do that, people, and do it with ease. With a system, there should be a system for almost everything you do, but it should definitely be a system for incoming calls, if that's part of your business. There should be a number of rings that your office is mandated to answer the phone. You may say, you know what, by 3 rings, every call that has come in has to be answered, period, regardless. By the 3rd ring, otherwise you're going to be deducted for whatever. But that's your system. There should be a system for follow-ups. If your voicemail or your answer machine says that you would get a follow-up within 24 hours, make it mandatory. Even on a Sunday, make it mandatory. But you can also augment that. You can change that. You can say, you know what, you'll get a call back within 48 hours for normal business hours. However, if this is an emergency, please push prompt 12, and we'll honor that as well. We'll honor that as well. So now that's a caveat. So I know on Monday through Friday, I will get a call within 24 hours. However, if it's a weekend, I won't expect that because you said if it's not an emergency, on those other days, push 12 and you'll honor that same system. But otherwise, I'll just, you know, expect if I leave this message by Monday, if I do it on Saturday, I'll get a call back from you. But that's your system. You should have a system for outbound calls. If you have a call center, if you're prospecting for leads, cold calling, you should have a system. You may say, I won't call anyone's house beyond a certain hour of the day or before a certain hour of the day. I won't let the phone ring beyond five rings because the average person is picking up on the 1st and 3rd ring. So why would I go and annoy that prospect? Why would I wait time till their voicemail comes in and then hangs up? Why would I do that? I had a system when I did outbound calls, Coach. I would call between certain hours of the day. I would let the phone ring no more than 6 times. The first time if I got the voicemail, I wouldn't leave a message. Next time I would call, I would leave a detailed message. That was my system. That was my practice. That was my methodology. And for me, it worked. Even when caller ID came about, people say, didn't you call? You know, yesterday I saw your number. Oh, yeah, I did. But you know what? I thought that you were busy. I didn't want to leave a message. And I thought if I called you this time and you didn't answer, I was going to go ahead and do the courtesy of leaving your message, but I'm glad I called back and got you personally. It was my methodology, but it was my system that was in place that allowed me to do that. You should have a system for discounts and specials that you offer and what times of the year. So even if you're not at your office or desk and you get a call for 15% off on winter coats, you know that you only run that special in the springtime. So if someone's calling you or calling in a lead and they're doing it in December, you can choose to honor it or not. But you'll know what, wow, that was a spring lead, and that call came from X, Y, and Z area code because of my tracking method, and I thought that that wasn't a good campaign. You know what? She just didn't need me, or that group didn't need me until December. Let me go ahead and honor that because that's at least a lead that I earned. But you have a system. You can track it. You should also know for how long and when to discontinue prospecting efforts or your marketing efforts in a certain area. You want to saturate it, but sometimes you oversaturate it, and now because there's nothing new that you've done, nobody pays attention. The Aflac commercial changes up. The Progressive commercial different things. Again, they're tickling another person. They're touching your mind in a different way. Gilbert Gottfried just got fired from Aflac, so he's the voice of Aflac, and then they just found a guy in Minnesota to be the voice of Aflac. So a local hometown boy in Minnesota, in the Midwest, is now the voice of Aflac. You better believe that there are going to be more sales coming out of that region now than ever before. It was a daring move on behalf of the Aflac Corporation to get rid of a known star because of something he felt he did wrong and pick up a local guy. And it worked. Because, see, we for so long thought the banks and insurance companies were just big walls of marble and was intimidating. But now one of our own, you know, and I'm just saying one of our own because just an average Joe now has this role, it says a lot. It was a daring, blazing move on the corporation, and it worked. But it was a marketing ploy, people. It was a marketing ploy, but they had the systems to follow up with when they did their call. They said, you know what, we're going to go across the globe and have people interview or people come in and try to win this spot. And they had systems in place to do that. Also, when it comes down to systems, have it for just about every aspect of your company and for your marketing. And if there's any efforts in promoting, have a system for it. Once set in place, going back to modify or alter that system is easy. It's very easy. But with non-people, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off and you're being ineffective and not efficient with your time and your efforts, and your results will probably show. So I wish for each and every one of you to have a great time at this, a great time doing even this time, even if you're working for a corporation or an organization. Have a system in place for how you execute your business, how you conduct your business, and it will set you apart from your nearest competitor in the nearest cubicle. It will allow you to advance. It will allow you to have that freedom, that comfort, that relaxation, because the systems that are in place pretty much takes care of themselves, and they ultimately take care of you. And with that being said, Coach, I'm going to go ahead and let you come back and take over.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back, and we're back. And that was a certainly enlightening and inspirational message. So we know we got our marching orders. We know what to go out there and do, and we got to make it happen. We have to use what's in our hands. And we can get it done. And we know you have some exciting things coming up as well. So we want to make sure we go to your Facebook page, go to your website, keep in touch with all that you're doing. Also, we want to just mention our good friend and partner, Ms. Kiva Renee, has her show on tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, Encouraging Words with Kiva. Also, we have, go ahead.
No, I said, all right, Ms. Kiva, you do your thing.
Yeah, she's been doing it now for several months. So she's on every Thursday and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's the one time zone that I know really well. So she's on there. But, this is a time where we're able to really, support and encourage others who are doing wonderful things, because really, you know, we're all in the same business of supporting each other, encouraging each other to utilize our gifts and our talents, the things that we have to share with the rest of the world. And, yes, it would be nice to think that we can do things all by ourselves, but that's totally impossible. It's not even doable. It's not even thinkable. And so, and everyone is excited for you. You know, everyone is excited for what you're doing, whether you're an author, a dancer, a singer, an entrepreneur, a parent. Just good parenting is enough. I know you experience this all the time dealing with the PTA and dealing with the school board, Mr. Walker. It's yeah. wonderful just to celebrate parents who are efficient and doing what they do. And then we have other, you know, other things. So this is just a great time to encourage people and celebrate. For those of you who are going to be, if you're in the New Jersey area, like we said, there's things happening Friday night with Ms. Angela Vett, if you can make it. There's an author's forum out in, I think, like Patterson somewhere, New Jersey. I got invited to be on their panel. They're doing a forum. They're featuring about 4 or 5 authors. Okay. And you're so right, Mr. Walker. These opportunities are there. And, you know, what I love about it is that we were talking, I think, one day, I'm not sure which day it was I spoke on it, but I said that, I think it was Monday, when I talked about the mentality of lack. And because many people were raised under a mentality and a culture of lack, that's why we can't celebrate what others are doing.
Right,
and that's why
right.
we get jealous of when we hear people doing things that we want to do. And that's why we get that little twinge in our flesh when we hear about others' success. And that's because of we think there's not enough for everyone. And then
right.
we weren't and then we weren't taught how to make it happen for ourselves. And I know that's what we've been doing on the show for the past 3 years. That's the reason I started this show. That's the reason I started doing motivational speaking. That's why I wrote the book, Release Your Power. And everything that I do is to teach others, because I discovered it. Because I used
right.
to live under that mentality that that's only for those people, that's only for them, it's only for that race, it's only if you have that much money, it's only if you look like that. I used to think like that. But then I found out the secret. No, it's for anyone who goes
right.
out and does something.
Amen.
If you do it, you'll have it. It's really that simple.
Amen.
And then here's the thing, that the other caveat to that secret. And if you, in your heart, you don't want to do it, then release that feeling of why she got to do it or why he got to do it. Just release that, because you don't really want to do it anyway. Now, like my sister, who has that wonderful dry cleaners. I was pressing clothes before she was, technically. And I could say, I should be the one owning a dry cleaners. I know as much as she does.
Right.
I could say that. I'm older, you know. But here's the thing. I know in my heart I don't want to do that. So, therefore, I can release all of my energies to support her. Now, even if I did do it, it wouldn't matter. Like you and I, we're both authors, all right? And many other people that I associate with. You see, we have no problem celebrating what others are doing. And so go out today and don't be afraid to, to celebrate what others are doing. And I tell you, you'll stand out like a sore thumb because you'll be the difference in the room. When you can truly celebrate it, you will be the difference in the room. So that's all we have time for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Thursday. Glad you could make it over to the show today. Glad you could tune in. The phone lines were lit up. We had some people in the chat room. So it was a winning show. Congratulations, Mr. Walker.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget, to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.